There are more details today about the classified State Department memo that is part of the investigation into the leak of a CIA operative's name. The Washington Post reports that the paragraph in that memo that refers to CIA officer Valerie Plame was marked S for secret to show that the material was classified. A special prosecutor is investigating whether government officials knowingly leaked Plame's identity in an effort to discredit her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove has been identified as one source for the reporting about Plame's identity.
The memo was written by a State Department analyst on June 10, 2003. It details why intelligence experts at the State Department did not believe that Saddam Hussein had tried to purchase yellowcake uranium from Niger. According to Washington Post reporter Walter Pincus, the memo includes notes about a meeting with Joseph Wilson at the CIA in February 2002, where his impending fact-finding mission to Niger was discussed.
And the analyst who was there says in his notes, he believed that Wilson's wife, Valerie Wilson, had arranged for that meeting and took part in it. That's really the bulk of what it says about him, and it's really just a piece of background leading up to the main part of the memo, which is why the State Department disagreed with the idea that there was an attempt to buy uranium in Africa.
And you say it was a piece of information. How much of the memo actually is dedicated to Valerie Plame or Valerie Wilson, her married name?
It's just, as far as I have been told, it is only two sentences out of a seven-sentence paragraph that runs 15 lines in what is a three-page memo. So it's just a minor reference.
Now, this section was marked with this code of S indicating secret. Was Valerie Plame's status as a covert operative, though, made clear in the memo?
It was not. And the symbol of S is attached to the whole paragraph, and there were other items that are considered classified in that paragraph. This shows to the reader that there is secret information in that paragraph.
Let's set up just a bit of a timeline here. This memo from the State Department was on Air Force One on a trip that President Bush and then Secretary of State Colin Powell took to Africa on July 7th, 2003.
It was a month after the date of the memo, but what happened was that Ambassador Wilson did his opening blast, so to speak, on Sunday, July 6th.
This was an op-ed piece.
Well, it was an op-ed piece. It was an interview in the Washington Post, and it was an appearance on Meet the Press. And apparently after his appearance on Meet the Press, senior officials at the State Department called up the head of the Bureau of Intelligence and Research and asked what they had relative to Joseph Wilson's trip. They remembered the memo they'd put together a month earlier for a different purpose. They literally reprinted out of their computer the June memo, changed the addressee to Secretary Powell, and the next day on July 7th, it was delivered to him either on the plane or as he was getting on Air Force One to go to Africa with the president.
Is there any paper trail of who actually saw this memo on board Air Force One?
Not that I know of, no.
And according to his lawyer, Karl Rove didn't see this memo, he says, until he was shown it by the special prosecutors he was investigating this case.
That's what we've reported, yes.
The knowledge of this memo has been out there for some time now. What does the fact that this section was marked with an S for secret, what does that add to our understanding of this story?
Every paragraph in this three-page memo has a security designation of secret, just confidential, or it may have even a higher classification. It doesn't say which particular fact is classified and which isn't. But people understand in reading these things that they've got to be careful with it and just mention those facts to people who are cleared and have the need to know it.
Walter Pincus, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Walter Pincus covers national security affairs for The Washington Post.
And there is a timeline of the leak and the investigation at our website, npr.org.